Good morning. This is Anisa Das, your CHEST 2023 program chair. Welcome back to your CHEST morning preview this beautiful Monday morning. This morning, I am fortunate enough to have Cassie Kennedy, our chair of the networks, here to join me.
Good morning, Anisa. Thank you for inviting me today.
You're so welcome. I'm so excited. What a fun night we had last night.
It was a really great reception. What a great way to welcome us to Hawaii for this wonderful meeting.
Yeah, I think everybody had a blast at it. This day two is full of lots of new opportunities. In addition to the nonstop education, we have some social events as well.
Yeah, definitely some of my favorite events are happening today. Of course, as the chair of the Council of Networks, my favorite is the Network Mixer, because it's an opportunity to meet people face-to-face that you've been perhaps meeting with on Zoom through the year. And we're going to have some fun surprises there, along with, of course, the requisite food and beverages. And I look forward to seeing everybody there 4 o'clock today.
That's right. And that is in the convention center in the children's courtyard, correct?
Yes, exactly.
And who's invited to that? Who's able to go to that?
Everyone's invited to that. We really want to give an opportunity to people who have not yet claimed a network in the new era with the network redesign happening just over a year ago. We really want people to find their home, find their people. And so anyone is invited, whether you have affiliated with the network or you have not yet affiliated with the network.
And how many networks are there?
There's 7 networks. So okay. Everybody should be able to find an awesome home. And you can pick more than one if you wish.
Yep. And so after this network mixer, when everyone sort of can get to know each other and the leadership and people with similar interests, what's their next step? There's the open forums, correct?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because the network mixer is a very casual social event. But if you want to hear all of the exciting things that the networks have been up to and all of the exciting things that the networks are planning in the upcoming year, the best venue for that is the network open forums, and those are, again, open to anybody, whether you've affiliated with the network yet or not. And we're going to be featuring some of the network-specific grant awardees. We'll be talking about upcoming symposium for Boston next year. It should be really fun.
I feel like these are underutilized. In my view, this is the main way to get to know leaders in your specific content area, to become a part of the meeting and really suggest sessions for the next year, don't you think?
Yeah, I really think that the networks are a differentiator for CHEST, because it's a meeting where you can find community, you can find your people, you can really make change, but in a way that's very enjoyable and social.
Yep. Now, I couldn't agree with you more. So if I would encourage anyone to do one thing, it would be probably to make sure you hit those open forums. I completely agree with you. Unless I was going to talk about another piece of information. I think it's important to remind everybody that the open forums are actually tomorrow, though, right? So we're going to go to the mixer today, and then you'll have a little bit of time to integrate with all the different networks and decide which open forum they're going to go to tomorrow morning.
Right. And some of the open forums will feature expert speakers in their field, and some of the open forums will be dedicated to more the business of the network. But either way, it's going to be a wonderful opportunity to get to know the networks.
One of the things that I'm most excited about for today is the much-anticipated Women in CHEST Medicine Luncheon, which we've held for several years now. In fact, remember, have you registered yet?
Yes, I always go to the women's lunch, and it's one of my favorite events.
So this is free, right? But you do have to register. And if folks haven't registered, they can just go on the app, and there's a link to registration. So you can only go if you've pre-registered, but it is free. So that is a really phenomenal luncheon where we remind ourselves that we are a community and that we need to empower each other.
Yeah, and on that point, I think it's my favorite opportunity to really sponsor a newcomer to CHEST and bring them with me so that we can eat together at the women's luncheon and I can introduce them to some of the people they perhaps would benefit from knowing and get more community among the women.
Cassie, leaders in Chest. I love that. That's exactly what Chest is about. That's fantastic. The other on those lines, that sponsorship is really how we rise in leadership. And so this year is really special and that it's one of the first years that the president of ATS, the president of CHEST, and the president of ERS are all women. And this morning at 8:30 a.m. in room 323C, just to say, is going to be an amazing session on women in CHEST leadership and talking about the experiences of these three women and how they sort of rose to leadership and some of the challenges that they came across and some of the ways that they developed and found helpful to overcome those things.
That sounds really interesting. Must see.
Yes, totally. So excited about that. And then it all comes back to the fact that we are in Hawaii and we are here to not only learn a ton of stuff, but to rejuvenate a bit. And the Wellness Zone now has been open since yesterday. Have you been over there yet or not yet?
I'm planning on checking it out today after the women's lunch.
There are amazing sessions there. So throughout the entire day, there's opportunities. There's stretch tables and Theragun tables. So you can do forms of relaxation where we have therapists who will help you with that and help train you. There's also each morning, if you're an early riser, at 6:15, there's a different form of workout. There's Tai Chi morning stretching. There's beach party dancing. So there's all kinds of great opportunities there. There's also food demos this year so that we're always talking about living your healthiest life. So there's going to be some great things that you can do.
I find that an appealing differentiator for CHEST versus some of the other meetings, that there are opportunities to leave CHEST feeling restored and energized and getting the opportunity to find that whatever way works for you, whether it's sunshine or these restorative events or visiting some puppies.
That's
or dogs.
Right. We're not sure what we'll have, but you're right. In experience CHEST this year, there's going to be most likely some form of animal therapy. So check that out. Every year it's a little bit different, so we'll have to see what's going to be there. But also the networks feature some education in that space, correct?
Yeah. Speaking of sponsorship, earlier in the podcast, we use Experience CHEST as an opportunity amongst the seven networks. Each of the sections will put forward a junior faculty or mid-career faculty speaker on a small topic, often related to health equity or having some sort of diversity component that might not be covered in other sessions in the meeting, and give an update or a state-of-the-art 15-minute unopposed talk. And it really gives them a opportunity to do a talk, which might be a step up from previous posters or other types of presentations, and field live questions and answers.
I agree. I think the organization is really looking for ways to sponsor and amplify our trainees and our junior faculty to make sure that there's opportunities to rise in leadership. This is going to be an amazing day. I know that there's going to be tons of science. Is there any session throughout this whole week that you're most excited about?
Well, as the network chair, I probably shouldn't pick, but I do want to encourage everybody to look to the app and look for the network highlights, because those are the sessions that the seven networks have agreed are do not miss sessions in those topic areas, and we'll be highlighting some great speakers.
That's fantastic. So if you're wondering in a specific field, if there's a do not miss, those are the ones to go to. Fantastic. Cassie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Have a wonderful day, everyone, and we hope to see you there.
See you at the Mixer.